done, his was the best one of the three. And I hated to give it to him. But you know, you got to do the right thing. It was his next and it was his. So I gave it to him. A few months later, I went up there and was talking to him. I said, "Glenn, would you sell me back that fiddle? I liked it." He said, "No damn way you're going to get that fiddle." So that kind of burnt me up the way he said it, but that's all right, you know. So anyway, Glenn died. So a friend of mine lived up there. I said, "Go down there and see Mrs. Smith and see if she'll sell me that fiddle. I'd like to have it back." He went down and she said, "No, that fiddle went to North Carolina." Well, I just forgot about it. Sitting here about 2 months ago, the telephone rang. I come almost not answering it because there's somebody wanting money all the time. I mean, I got to get a load of it. Well, anyway, I went and answered it and said, "This was the lady." Said, I live in North Carolina. And my sister-in-law had a stroke, and she can't even talk and never will be any better. And I have a violin here that belonged to her, and I wonder what you think it would be worth. Said, it's a masterpiece. Well, I started laughing in a way, you know. He said, "It's a masterpiece. It's beautiful." I said, "Well, I wouldn't know unless I'd seen it." She said, "Well, I'd like you to have it back in your collection. Would you give me $50? I said, "I'll have $50 in the mail at the first thing in the morning." She said, "If you do that, I'll mail it out in the morning if I can find a box." Well, the next morning, real early, the phone rang. She said, "Mr. Stout, I put your fiddle inside of a pillowcase and wrapped a rug around it, and I put paper in each end, and I hope it won't be damaged when you get it." Well, a few days later, here it comes. Mail lady come and carrying me this box. I couldn't wait to open that thing. There was a soundpost come out of there, and she had a little note tied to it and said, "I don't know what this is, but I know it's a part that goes to this pillow." So it's a real nice pillowcase and nice rug. So I just mail it all back to her, and I give her a little extra money. Of course, she had to pack and send it, you know. But I was really glad to get it back, and it's an outstanding fiddle. And I want you to play it before you leave. I just said you're pretty good fiddle. I bet you. Well, all of them girls up around there at Elkins, when I go up there, they're all outstanding fiddle players. Oh, they'll get in a circle, and they are. It just sounds like one fiddle going. Their timing is so perfect and right together, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know Emily Miller?
Who? No, I don't believe it.
She plays, I think she runs the ensemble.
There's a girl from Crossroads that teaches music, I think. And she came almost by and got one of the head on up there. She couldn't raise the money that afternoon, and she was fine too. She didn't buy it, and I'm kind of glad she didn't, you know, because that's the only one I got that shaped like that. Of course, I could do it in there, but that is.
Well, I might ask some of the questions over because I hadn't had the recorder on.
Yeah.
So I might ask you some of the same questions.
You didn't have it on?
It was on a standby.
Huh?
It was just flashing, so it was on standby.
Oh.
Just for the tape, could you introduce yourself and tell me when you were born?
Yes, I'm Ray Fout, and I was born November the 10th, 1928.
And where were you born?
I was born in Wirt County. Well, a fellow brought one out here and wanted me to repair it. He thought I was handy with tools, and so I knew before I could repair it, I'd have to take the top off. And so I steamed it and took the top off and fixed it, and I thought I just felt like I could build one. I did. Built one for my son, put his name in it. Then I thought, well, shoot, I ought to build one for my other son, so I built another one. Then I thought, well, build one for myself. And then people got to encouraging me and playing, and I was trying to learn, and I just trying to improve them all the time. I just kept on, and I was improving them as I went. I played a lot, made a lot better at violins than after I had a while, and I got me a router, and I got one of them copy machines, and a router brings her down pretty fast, and then I just fast kept sandpaper on and shape it up pretty good. And I enjoyed building there for a long time. Sometimes I'd set that tools up so I could cut out four and do four, three or four at the same time. And then I'd just go and order me a bunch of strings, and John made a lot of pivot pieces, you know. Sometimes I didn't have any, I just make them, see that? And I made a lot of tail pieces. And now, and I've made a lot of bridges here lately. Yeah, I've run out of bridges. I had a lot of them stubby ones that no account for nothing. And so I just went out there and ripped me out some and made me some bridges. And I put them little notches inside just like a bottom one. I've got some over here on the sleeve. There's one shorty I made.
Nice. I like the heart in the middle.
Yes, we do. I put a heart in those things. I just started making them.
Those are neat.
Now, I made one of that aluminum. And
wow.
That's a tough one. You can't hardly do much with it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How'd you cut that out?
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Out of aluminum. But I don't, I'm not sold too much on metal bridges.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And you said you first started making them with chisel and...
Yeah. I got a little saw out there, and I just, see, that was made... It's not a heart, but it's a, I just designed different things in it. I got some more of them in there someplace. Yeah, there's one I'm working on.
Oh, yeah. That's
nice. Yeah, those things are getting expensive.
And then what kind of wood is that?
Maple.
Okay.
That's hardwood.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, some people's fins are, their bridge down too thin, and that E-string will cut down in the crotch.
Yeah.
And it'll bed in your sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a guy had that just a almost razor thin. And, but I like a little bit, I like a little bit of wood there. And then I like to put that little rubber tip over it.
Yeah.
And it makes it better.
Could you tell me again how you first met Senator Byrd?
Well, yeah, I built my first fiddle, and I heard he was going to be up at Camp Barb, up in Ward County there across the river from Newark. So I went up, and he was eating cornbread and soup beans there at a table. And when he got finished, I walked over and I said, Senator Byrd, I said, would you care to play a tune on my fiddle I'd built? Why, he said, sure, get her. I walked over and got it. And I'd already had her tuned up. So I handed it to him and he started playing. He played two or three tunes on it and he said, I think you need to take a little more wood off of it. So I come home and I sand her down some more from the outside. And so after that, and then later on, I got to where I could play pretty good and got a band to go on. And we played for him when he'd come down. You know, crazy. She was Bob Ballahan's secretary for years, and she knew Robert Byrd real well. And she had me a plan for the senior citizens here in town, and she'd call me up, and when they come out to the fairground or over to City Park and play for Senator Byrd. And we'd go and play for him. And when we'd play our show, and then he would make his speech, and after his speech, he'd say, "Now, Ray, go down there and get me that brown fiddle." He liked that fiddle that I built there. And he would play it. Yeah, he was, he come here and played about every fiddle I built. I'd tune up one, and he'd play it a while, and I'd tune up another one. He was here for about 2 hours and a half, I'd say, and yeah, he enjoyed himself.
Did he have a favorite?
Huh? Well, he liked that brown one that I he played it a lot. But, no, he liked them all. He said, "Boy," he said, "you've got some good ones." And I enjoyed him coming, and we played for him several times when he'd be running. And I played for Donna Bowley, too. She's a Republican, but I played for her, too. It don't hurt nothing. I was kind of happy the way the election went this year, but maybe I think we're going in the wrong direction. I think we're going to do better now. I'm hoping so. Yeah. But anyway, it's just nice to be living in the United States and have the freedom that we have, and we need to protect it. But I'm telling you, these colleges, they teach a lot of socialism to our children. And these professors are doing it. You know, look how many followed Bernie. 20 years ago, he wouldn't have had 10 people. Look at the kids that followed him. Their signs and pushing him. And he said he was... And he said he was a socialist. Yeah, Democrat socialist. Now, you know the difference between a socialist and a communist is only the way it's spelled. That's a fact. When you get full socialism, you get communism. Huh? Oh, yes, sir. And that's the reason why we need the free enterprise system to keep our freedom. Be free. Now, some people... That's the burning of flag and all this stuff that they don't like. They want to go back overseas where they come from or leave the country. Yeah, I tell you, there will be a law against them to burn the flag. And I think there is a law against it. But anyway, we won't get on politics any further. But I'm going to tell you something. The Hart Brothers over in Ohio was a real good band. And they had a sister that come here with a fiddle that belonged to her grandfather. And he had a great big hole in the top, and he was all jagged. And she wanted to know. I said, "No, I can't fix that." She said, "Now, I was told if anybody could fix it, you can fix it." I said, "I don't want to tackle that one." I said, I just don't want to do it. Well, she begged, and she left. And it wasn't 2 or 3 days, here she come again. She said, "Now, I know that you can fix this fiddle, and I want you to fix it." I said, "Well, leave it here." It had a redwood top on it. And I went out in the shop, and looking up, I found a piece of redwood. It just looked exactly like it. So I took the blade out of my little jigsaw, and I went in with my fingers like that with that saw. And I cut all the jagged stuff out that I could, and I still had the darndest puzzle you ever looked at. And I thought, this is the best I can do. So I went on the inside and held that down there and drawed all the way around it. And then I went to work and held over about a good eighth of an inch bigger. Then I sloped that all the way around. And I'd shove that down in there, and I'd look at the sky. If I could see the sky in any place, I'd take off a little bit more. take a little bit off here. Well, I got to where I couldn't see good. I put glue all the way around it and shoved it down in there, and I left that set overnight. So the next day, I went in there and cut fast cutting sandpaper on my electric motor, and I scooped that out so it was smooth in there. Then I cut the top off, then it was smooth, and it just looked like it grew there. I mean, you could not tell it, but it just, well, boy, it looked nice to me. I was surprised and felt good about it. So I picked up the phone and I called her. I said, "Boy, I fixed this thing," and I said, "I done the best I could, and you can come and get it." So here she comes. And when she looked at that, her mouth fell open, and she said, "My land, why, you made that perfect." She just went on. Well, she said, "Now, I'd like to finish it." I said, "Well, take it and go ahead and finish it." And you know, in a week or so, she come back carrying that fiddle. She said, "I wanted you to see this." And she put the finish on that, and I'm telling you, you couldn't hardly tell it. And she was tickled to death. Well, here about a month ago, I run across one of the Hart brothers, and he told me she'd passed away, and he's got that violin now. So, but anyway, she was happy. Oh, I've repaired a lot of them. Some of them wasn't worth carrying home. No bass on them. You got a little old buzzing bass on them. Yeah, we formed a band way back there and probably going towards the last of the 80s. And we played a lot of shows. We'd never made big long. We'd play over in Ohio at the fairground over there, Barlow Fair and places like that. And, well, we played out of Clarksburg for the Veterans Administration one time. But most of our shows were just, you know, around here. And reunions and things like that, you know. And years went by while, you know, we just kept losing members. And I'm the only one left, the original Country Travelers. We got new ones coming in all the time, you know, and all down through the years. And right now, I've probably got one of the best bands I've had for a long time. They're really outstanding singers and good musicians. And I'm very lucky to have them. This guy can pick that lead, and he does a real good job. And it's mostly country, gospel, very little bluegrass. I play a few bluegrass tunes once in a while out there, but it's mostly country and gospel. We do a lot of good bit of gospel. And when we close out, I generally call on one to close our show with a prayer, you know. They all like that. Huh? Oh, yeah. We got a lady that puts it on, and she's 96. She's 96 years old, and she still makes the coffee. And she'll get out there and do a little dance once in a while. Not very much. She used to dance a lot out there. And sometimes I get itchy feet, too, when I'm playing that fiddle. I'll be playing the fiddle and dancing at the same time. I don't know what I do. I just feel I just love to dance. That fiddle music will get me started. Yeah. And sometimes when I'm not playing, I hear a good tune on mandolin, banjo. I can dance to that. But I used to like to kick the rug all day. Oh, civil drill. I'll try 3 years in a row and never miss a Saturday night.
The civil drill?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was a place that where this store danced. Oh, they'd call five or six sets at the same time. They'd do that grapevine twist, and we'd go outside, make a big circle, and come around and come back in. And
oh, I love that.
Yeah. The inside there and the outside there, and you dance here and I'll dance there. Forward, the center, and back, and down that couple and take a little peek. Back to the center, and turn your feet. I've called for a few dances, but I'm not a caller. I did it in a pinch when somebody else didn't show up, they'd have me to. I used to call them over too fast, more than I have no movement. But you got to slow it down, son. They had a lot of fun there. I think square dance is a lot of fun, a lot of exercise. Yeah. Yeah, that one boxer shaped up there, and then I got this one, it's more or less a Russian style. There was no overhang on the side, on the Russian style, but they built some similar to that body style, I think. Then that one up there, they call it a boxer shape, but I don't know what you would say. Kind of shape, I guess. The bird played one of them and took a liking to it, and I said, "Senator, do you like that thing?" He said, "I sure do." I said, "Take it home with you." So he took it home with him, and I had two evidence left. I got one there with got a football, West Virginia football on the end of it. Which one? This is here. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. But are those sheep or rams?
And ram heads.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about this. You see, if I'd make that out of wood, that would break right off.
Yeah.
So what I do, I take two, get me a, you can break that at all. What I do, I take a clothes hanger,
okay,
and bend that, uh-huh, and put it down in his head, drill a hole and put glue it down in there. Then I take sawdust and glue and mix it together and make a paste and make him a set of horns, and then when that gets dry and hard, sand it off.
Okay.
And you couldn't, well, you can't knock them off those hands.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was wood, that would snap right off.
Yeah. And your pegs, do you buy those? Have you ever made them?
Well, I have made some. On some of these, I've got heads of things on. It's hard to get to that four string.
Mm-hmm.
So I open the back up, and I stick my string in there, so that I can have it tuned up while I'm fooling around going the other way. Yeah.
Well,
I got several of the back over that right there.
That's neat.
You don't see me anything anywhere, do you?
No, I don't think so.
That's my style. Yeah, you sound different.
Do you want to play some?
Huh?
Do you want to play a tune?
I'd rather hear you.
Well, we can swap.
I bought me a double cake still.
Uh-huh.
But I like this one I built better than I do yet.
You made this one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I built that. No, just like it. It's up there. And you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
just breaks. And I use artificial hair and rub it with a sandpaper.